How do we know that we've only explored a small percent of the ocean if we haven't explored 100% of the ocean? This is part two of the series. However, you do not need to see part one in order to enjoy what I'm about to tell you. Now, we've only mapped about 20% of the ocean in super high resolution. That doesn't mean that divers have been there. That doesn't mean that we even really understand the DNA that's floating around in the water from the creatures. That just means that we've created a high resolution map. What about the rest of the ocean? We have actually created a map for that too, and not a lot of people know that. The issue is, it's a low resolution map, and it's a really strong estimate, and it doesn't tell us about anything that's less than 1.5 kilometers or less than 1 mile big. The way that they make this map is by using a couple different types of data. The first one is a ship that sends sound waves from the bottom of the ship to the bottom of the seafloor and back up to the ship. We know how long it takes for sound to travel through water, so because of this, we can create just basically like a very general shape of the bottom of the ocean. Then we have satellites that send radar pulses from the satellites to the surface of the ocean back to the satellite. We use that to make a map as well. Also, the satellites are equipped with this thing that can detect small changes in gravitational pull associated with massive things that are underneath the ocean. Putting all of this data together and some other data, we're able to make a rough generalized layout. That doesn't mean that we know for sure that the percentage is right whenever we say, oh, 0.0001% or what have you, but it's all an estimation. The plan is that by the year 2030, we'll have a high resolution map. However, it's always changing. So will we ever really know?